Once upon a time, there was a little black cat.
Oh, no. I've got a cough.
He got closer and closer and closer to the flames. Until... he singed his fur.
That does it. I'm going to go and see the holy man on the other side of the mountain to see if he can cure my cough.
So, off he went on his way. Well, he hadn't gone very far, in fact, at the first bend in the road, when who should he meet but a little red hen?
Where are you going?
I'm going to see the holy man on the other side of the mountain because I've got a cough.
That's very funny. Because I've got a cough too, you know. Can I come?
The more the merrier. So, off they went on their way.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Well, they got to the next bend in the road, and who should they meet but a golden cow?
Where are you going?
Well, we don't feel very well. I've got a cough. And so's my friend Little Red Hen, and we're going to go and see the holy man on the other side of the mountain to see if he can cure our coughs.
That's very funny. Because I've got a cough too, you know. Can I come?
The more the merrier. The little red hen looked the cow up and down and said,
well, I suppose so.
So, off they went on their way.
Meow.
Moo.
Meow.
Moo.
Meow.
Moo.
Well, they got to the next bend in the road and who should be standing there but a white woolly sheep.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't feel very well. I've got a cough. And me and my friend Red Hen and Golden Cow are going to see the holy man on the other side of the mountain to see if he can cure our coughs.
That's very funny. Because I've got a cough too, you know. Oh.
Can I come? The more the merrier. So, off they went on their way.
Meow.
Moo.
Bah. Meow.
Moo.
Bah. Meow.
Moo.
Bah. Well, they walked and they walked until they got to the top of the first hill and it started to get dark. The crows were flying to the wood, the bats were whirling around their head, and the little red hen said,
I don't like the dark.
I don't like the dark either.
I don't like the dark.
Oh, pull yourselves together. Look down in the valley, I can see a house with a spiral of smoke. That means there might be help. Sheep, get on my back. Cat, get on the back of sheep. Hen, get on the back of cat. Now hold on very tight. Are you ready? Because we're going to go very, very fast. Meow, moo, ba, 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 meow.
They came to the bottom of the hill, right outside the house. The cat looked in the window. And what should he see? But a little old lady. She was rocking backwards and forwards on her chair and saying, oh, dearie, dearie me. Oh, dearie, dearie me. I'm too much alone. If only I had a little black cat to sit on my lap. And if only I had a little red hen to lay me an egg. And if only I had a golden cow, I could have some milk for some tea. But oh, dearie, dearie me, no tea because no milk, and that's the last bit of firewood. And I'm just too tired and too old and too cold to get any more. And on the back of the sheep that was on the back of the cow, the little black cat looked up at the little red hen and said, you know, I haven't got a cough anymore. Extraordinary.
Well, you know, I haven't got a cough either.
I don't appear to have a cough. Isn't that funny?
Oh, for goodness sake. I never had a cough in the first place.
And the golden cow went to the door and tapped on it with his golden horns. And the little old lady said, "Visitors."
Oh, dearie, dearie me, how exciting.
She opened the door and in came the little black cat with his tail straight up. She sat down and the cat sat on her lap. And gently it ran its claws along her apron and the little red hen went and with that she laid an egg.
The golden cow said, "Well, does anybody want a cup of tea? Because I need milking. Come on."
And so they had a cup of tea. And then the little white woolly sheep said,
"Why don't you take a bit of my wool and knit yourself a jumper? Because, you know, that's the last bit of firewood."
And that's exactly what she did. And they never got to see the holy man on the other side of the mountain. He was probably very good. But they were happy just where they were.